Welcome to No Longer Conformed. I'm Eric Garthy, and we are studying spiritual excellence, a study of practical discipleship. In this session, we'll be looking at Joshua chapter 23, verses 6 through 8. Excellence means hanging tough. Matthew chapter 6 and verse 33 says, "But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you." Listen, seeking a no-nonsense principle of excellence. The word translates to determination. Without it, you'll never really know him. You may learn some things about Jesus, but you'll never know him as you could. 1 Chronicles chapter 28 and verse 9. "As for you, my son Solomon, know the God of your father and serve him with a loyal heart and with a willing mind. For the Lord searches all hearts and understands all the intent of the thoughts. If you seek him, he will be found by you. But if you forsake him, he will cast you off forever." Psalm 105 verse 4. "Seek the Lord and his strength. Seek him. Seek his face forevermore." Isaiah 55 verse 6. "Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he's near." Jeremiah 29 and verse 13. "And you will seek me and find me when you search for me with all your heart." Lamentations 3 and verse 25. "The Lord is good to those who wait for him, to the soul who seeks him." Amos chapter 5 and verse 4. "For thus says the Lord to the God of Israel," or to the house of Israel, "seek me and live." Well, let me ask you, are you diligently seeking the Lord, or are you just catching glimpses of him from your own schedule? Vision is being able to see beyond what others see. 1 Samuel 16, verse 7. "But the Lord said to Samuel, do not look at his appearance or at his physical stature, because I have refused him. For the Lord does not see as man sees. For man looks at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart." Isaiah 55, verses 8 and 9. "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are your ways my ways, says the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts." So, vision is being able to see beyond what others see. Determination is what gets you beyond the vision. Consistency, regardless of the odds against you. 2 Timothy 4:2, "Preach the word. Be ready in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, exhort with all long-suffering and teaching." Well, that's kind of a nice way to say hang tough. Listen, dreams are the stuff which keeps determination toward vision. Remember Joshua and Caleb? There was the report of the other 10 spies and the response of the people. And those two still said, "We can do it." Numbers 14, verses 8 and 9. Numbers 14, 8 and 9. "If the Lord delights in us, then he will bring us into this land and give it to us, a land which flows with milk and honey. Only do not rebel against the Lord. Do not fear the people of the land, for they are our bread. Their protection has departed from them, and the Lord is with us. Do not fear them." Let me tell you something. That is some standing alone right there. Notice verse 10. All of it. "And all the congregation said to stone them with stones. Now the glory of the Lord appeared in the tabernacle of meeting before all the children of Israel." It's time to be quiet and listen carefully. God is here. Look at verse 11 down to verse 19. "And then the Lord said to Moses, how long will these people reject me? And how long will they not believe me with all the signs which I have performed among them? I will strike them with the pestilence and disinherit them, and I will make of you a nation greater and mightier than they. And Moses said to the Lord, and then the Egyptians will hear of it, for by your might you brought these people up from among them, and they will tell it to the inhabitants of this land. They have heard that you, Lord, are among these people, that you, Lord, are seen face to face, and your cloud stands above them, and you go before them in a pillar of cloud by day and in a pillar of fire by night. Now, if you kill these people as one man, then the nations which have heard of your fame will speak, saying, because the Lord was not able to bring these people into the land, to the land which he swore to give them, therefore he killed them in the wilderness. And now I pray, let the power of my Lord be great, just as you have spoken, saying, the Lord is long-suffering and abundant in mercy, forgiving iniquity and transgression, but he by no means clears the guilty, visiting the iniquity of the fathers on the children to the third and fourth generation. Pardon the iniquity of these people, I pray, according to the greatness of your mercy, just as you have forgiven this people from Egypt even until now. What will we tell the Egyptians? How successful was Moses' appeal there? Well, continue on. Look at verse 20, down to verse 24. And then the Lord said, I have a pardon according to your word. But truly, as I live, all the earth shall be filled with the glory of the Lord, because all these men who have seen my glory and the signs which I did in Egypt and in the wilderness and have put me to the test now these 10 times and have not heeded my voice, they certainly shall not see the land of which I swore to their fathers, nor shall any of those who rejected me see it, but my servant Caleb, because he has a different spirit in him and has followed me fully, I will bring into the land where he went, and his descendants shall inherit it. Except for Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, and Joshua, the son of Nun, you shall by no means enter the land which I swore I would make you dwell in. But your little ones, whom you said would be victims, I will bring in. And they shall know the land which you have despised. But as for you, your carcasses shall fall in this wilderness, and your sons shall be shepherds in the wilderness for 40 years and bear the brunt of your infidelity until your carcasses are consumed in the wilderness. According to the number of the days in which you spied out the land, 40 days, for each day you shall bear your guilt 1 year, namely 40 years, and you shall know my rejection. I, the Lord, have spoken this. I will surely do so to all this evil congregation who are gathered together against me. In this wilderness they shall be consumed, and there they shall die. Joshua and Caleb were rewarded by God. Why? They had a different spirit than the others. They started well, but how did they finish? Well, we learn about Caleb in Joshua chapter 14, verses 7 to 12. After 40 years had gone by, and they'd gone into the promised land, and they conquered the cities, and all that's now done, and they possess the land. In Joshua 14, verse 7, it says, I was 40 years old when Moses, the servant of the Lord, sent me from Kadesh Barnea to spy out the land. And I brought back word to him as it was in my heart. Nevertheless, my brethren who went up with me made the heart of the people melt, for I wholly followed the Lord my God. So Moses swore on that day, saying, surely the land where your foot has trodden shall be your inheritance and your children's forever, because you have wholly followed the Lord my God. And now, behold, the Lord has kept me alive, as he said, these 45 years, ever since the Lord spoke this word to Moses while Israel wandered in the wilderness. And now, here I am this day, 85 years old, and as yet I am as strong this day as on the day that Moses sent me. Just as my strength was then, so now is my strength for war, both going out and coming in. Now, therefore, give me this mountain of which the Lord spoke in that day. For you heard in that day how the Anakim were there, and that the cities were great and fortified. It may be that the Lord will be with me, and I shall be able to drive them out, as the Lord said. Listen, no rocking chair for that 85-year-old. The last we see of Caleb is him heading up that mountain to get his inheritance, giants and all. Most people like Caleb, most see people like Caleb as nuts. Just ignore the majority view. Someone said, it's what you do, not when you do it. Ted Williams, at age 42, slammed a home run in his final at-bat of his career. Mickey Mantle, at 20 years old, hit 23 home runs. Golda Meir, at 71, became Prime Minister of Israel. William Pitt II was 24 years old when he was made Prime Minister of Great Britain. George Bernard Shaw was 94 years old when one of his plays was produced. Mozart was 7 when his first composition was published. Benjamin Franklin was a newspaper columnist at 16 years old and a framer of the Constitution when he was 81. Listen, age has very little to do with ability, vision, determination, and dreams. That's important. And that's Caleb. But Joshua, he's found in Joshua 23, verses 6 through 8. Therefore, be courageous to keep and to do all that is written in the book of the law of Moses, lest you turn aside from it to the right hand or to the left, and lest you go among these nations, these who remain among you. You shall not make mention of the name of their gods, nor cause anyone to swear by them. You shall not serve them, nor bow down to them, but you shall hold fast to the Lord your God, as you have done to this day. Finish the job. Stay at it and get it done. Are there any doubts about how Joshua finished? Well, if there are, they're answered in Chapter 24, verses 15 and 16. Verses 14 and 15. Now therefore, fear the Lord, serve him in sincerity and in truth, and put away the gods which your fathers served on the other side of the river and in Egypt. Serve the Lord. And if it seems evil to you to serve the Lord, choose for yourselves this day whom you will serve, whether the gods which your fathers served that were on the other side of the river, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Let me give you three observations to note here. Number one, age has little to do with achievement and nothing to do with commitment. Second, a godly walk is basic to a positive life. And three, convictions are a matter of choice, not force. Parents of growing children can shout and scream, discipline, punish, threaten, but nothing you do will be remembered as clearly as the example you set. If you truly desire to experience excellence in your life, never use age as an excuse. Never take your cues from the crowd. Never think your choices should obligate others. Never quit because someone disagrees with you. If you are so insecure that you must have everyone agreeing with you before you can go on, you're in for an extremely difficult future. Let me say, may God give you the grace to stand firm when others disagree. Make the commitment to hang tough. Get your focus on the Lord and seek Him. No matter what you gain or accomplish in this life, without Him, it's worthless. You have a great day.